With the election just a week away, advocates for fair elections in Montana met recently as part of a coalition to highlight efforts to protect voting rights at the state and federal levels. While the group says there has been progress, challenges remain. The event highlighted recent victories in the ongoing struggles to educate voters and ensure transparency at the ballot box. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer says no matter a voter's political stripe, it's important for people to vote, but also to advocate for fair and open elections.
This is about showing up for the future of our state. Encourage your neighbors, family, and friends to stay engaged. Don't just vote. Keep pushing for transparency and fairness in our elections. Montana depends on all of us.
Schweitzer is part of a coalition that met recently to highlight progress made toward protecting voting rights. The group cited a Montana Supreme Court decision that struck down laws that would have made remote ballot collection more difficult, for example, which is especially important on Montana's 7 tribal reservations. Tribal advocacy groups have been working to help register Montana's indigenous population to vote and collect their ballots when transportation is a problem for people on tribal lands. Schweitzer says efforts aimed at limiting remote ballot collection damaged the state and nation's democratic process and is exactly the wrong direction for Montana to go.
In recent years, we've seen attempts to erode trust in our democratic institution. It's not just happening far away, it's happening here at home. Efforts to make it harder for Montanans to vote are a direct challenge to our values.
The election's a week from today, although mail-in balloting is already underway in Montana and other states. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.